little fenced-in area?
I always thought the cows were milked inside the barn.
All right. And where would you keep pigs?
In a sty.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what they did with milk and butter before they had refrigerators, where they would store it?
Probably keep it on the back porch or carry it down to the spring if they had
Would they have a little house built over it?
A house would be built over the flowing spring, mm-hmm. and the water, particularly in...
What would they call the little house?
Spring house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law had one.
Oh.
I've been in it many, many times where they kept the milk and butter and other things.
Mm-hmm.
In North Carolina, where the water was cool.
Oh, yes. Do you know what they would do with potatoes to keep them from freezing in the winter?
Didn't they bury them in the ground and put dirt over them?
Mm-hmm. I think they did. Do you know what that's called?
I've got a good friend that could tell me that, because he just gave me a big bag of potatoes.
Hmm. Do you know the term bank? Would that be?
I guess it would be bank the potatoes, yeah, for them.
What would you call a commercial farm where they just raise cows for butter and milk?
Just a regular dairy.
Mm-hmm. Does the word dairy mean anything to you other than that kind of farm?
Dairy just means strictly milk and milk products.
Mm. What about the little area around the barn where you might let the animals just walk around?
All of them had a fenced-in area, but I'm not. Barnyard, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the place where the animals go out to graze?
The pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know anything about raising cotton?
No, but my wife was in the cotton business.
Oh, well, maybe you would know this. Do you know what they call it when they hold between the rows of cotton to thin it out?
I wasn't a country boy.
Okay. How about, do you know what they might call the undesirable grass in a cotton field? It's probably undesirable in the city, too.
I'm sure it is. I wish I knew what to do with some undesirable grass.
What would you call some of these that you don't want?
I don't think I could answer that.
Okay. Let's see. Cotton and corn grow in a big area?
Yes.
What? What do you call the big area where they grow? It's a corn...
Corn field?
Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for a smaller piece of ground? Might be a tobacco...
Well, you could say I have a small plot of ground instead of a large farm.
I have a watermelon...
patch.
Mm-hmm. That's a small area?
Yes.
Okay, then... You used the word picket to when talking about the balcony. If you had a fence, would you have that kind of fence?
Have a picket fence, yes.
What would the pickets look like?
They could be pointed on the top, or they could be rounded. Mm. Generally, they are pointed
All right.
to keep somebody from going over.
Mm-hmm. And then what about kinds of wire fences you might have?
You could have chicken wire, you could have cyclone fences. You could have barbed wire to keep somebody out.
Mm-hmm. And what about any other kind of wooden fence? You might have one around a pasture.
You could have a split rail.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a line fence. This runs along the line of the property. A line fence would run the length of the property line.
Now the split rail is the zigzag kind.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Yes.
What is a line fence like?
Could be several different kind of fences, but it would be referred to as a line fence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
There's a separation between one property and another property.
I understand. All right, if you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
post.
And if you had just one of them, it would be a...
Well, you'd have to put the post in the ground and then run your wire, then the barbed wire goes... Well, you could run so many strands of barbed wire on the post.
And then you'd have a lot of different... several... One post and several. Just the plural form of post. I wasn't sure whether you gave the plural before or not. If you had one post, you would have two.
Post.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock?